Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, real talk. What up? We're back. It's Hump Day in the City, Wednesday, January 18th. What's going on? We're on at a new time, 9 to 11. Tonight we're asking the question, is it possible to mind your business while in a relationship? Specifically, is there such thing as privacy in a marriage? We have a special guest tonight, comedian Barack Amin, and actor Jason Lanza Rivera, who starred in several film projects. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We are back at your hip-hop informer coming to you live from Tampa. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Ego on swole, money obese. Bentley on spur, girls on me. Them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be. You staring at the future, ESP. The space starts deep, so the tab gonna be high. Bottles on deck, make your baby say ah. Standing on your couches, screaming we up in this. Go for the night, it's I ain't trying, remember. Stumbling my sentences, telling tricks they haven't seen. From the look I estimate, I'll prove you definite. My, let's make the best of it, bring your friend too. And y'all can share this. Cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah, I can make you.
I can make you fall in love with me tonight.
Oh,
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 oh. Show you things that you never
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all, say it with your chest more. Supposed to be hard, what you need a vest for? Get his head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass always gotta make it something? And the be over nothing, swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption, reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20, give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth, but just your motherfucking eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of man. Man, just give up your female. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You
yeah,
ain't acting
like
deep, Phil.
I can make you fall in love.
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Ferrari fame. The fame way. Come right to them over there hating. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coining in this. Face off.
Fame, that joint was called Koi. Welcome back to the show. It's your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Hey, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Good evening, everyone. How are you?
What up? All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
Pineapples, everybody.
doing a great job. Hey, let's just jump to it. Hey, tonight's topic, is it possible to mind your business while in a relationship, specifically in a marriage? I know you're a laugh on Monday, but get ready to laugh tonight because we're going to go ahead and just bring on our co-host. We have guests standing by as well. But first, give it up for Mr. Barack Amin, our resident comedian and co-host tonight. Barack, welcome to the show, bro. Thanks for hanging out. Maybe that mic is closed.
Yo, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you now.
Cool. Yeah, my bad.
Show, brother. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. Barack, where you coming live from tonight? You in St. Pete or Clearwater, Florida?
I'm out of Clearwater right now.
Okay, your phone's going in and out, Barack. So while Barack gets stationary, let's go ahead and bring on guest actor. This guy came on the show last year with a project. He's a very inspirational brother. He's an actor, I think, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I'll let him tell you about it. Give it up for Mr. Jason Lanza Rivera. Welcome back to the show, bro.
What's going on, Mr. Hyman? How are you? What's going on, everybody? How y'all feeling out there?
Jason,
good evening.
Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely, bro. You know what? Let's do this. Let's pause for a minute. Let's see what's going on with Barack's line. Let's get into a song. We'll come back. We'll talk to you, Jason, and we'll get this party started. We'll be right back. Team Hyman Radio Live.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for Beth.
Yeah. I didn't mess to do that. I'm over the king.
Mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. We'll look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you the one lace you whisper. whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to take. And we attack each other like it was the last of the cake. Into the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Right to touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little, now let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. More passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
That was Bezel, Get a Room here on your Hump Day Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. We have two special guests on the line. We have a co-host rocking with us this evening. See if he'll have us laughing as much as our other co-host did on Monday. Let's try it again. We have Barack and Men on the line. Barack, are you there?
Yo, what's good? I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, cool. That was
thanks for joining us.
That was that cheap-ass payphone I was on, y'all. I'm sorry. I ain't paying my Metro payment.
Wait a minute, hold on.
So.
Wait a minute, bro. They still have payphones? I haven't seen one in 2 years.
Well, you know, I live in a bad neighborhood, so, you know, I'm trying to move, but I'm trying to get my credit score up. So if there's any older ladies out there looking for a boy toy, I'm willing. I need a cosign, so I'm just going to put that out there.
Only if your credit's at least 750. We've got to have excellent credit, ladies. Okay.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us this evening. Let's jump right into it and learn a little bit more about our co-host. Rock, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started in comedy, and what you currently have going on.
Okay. My name is Barack Amin. That's my real name. I know y'all, you listening to my name, you listen to my voice, you probably think I'm like an Arab or something. I got a chain of gas stations. It's not true. I'm actually black and Jewish. Grew up in Fort Lauderdale, USA, stand up. My mom is black, you know, and my dad is Jewish. Actually, it's funny how they met. We lived in a project. The landlord was Jewish. My mom couldn't pay the rent a couple months, so she did what she had to do. Don't judge us.
We don't judge.
Yeah, some chicks out there getting it in for Metro payments. You know what I mean? So at least my mom did what she had to do. So, you know, she stepped her game up and, you know, go ahead and knock that 350 rent out the way. You know what I'm saying? So, but now,
nah,
all seriousness, I am Barack Amin. I'm the CEO of Barack Amin Enterprises and Purple Kiss Enterprises. They're both our brand that I'm pushing right now in the Tampa Bay area. I'm actually an engineer by trade, an electronics engineer. So we sell everything from internet to refurbished computer systems. We also, right now, the Purple Kiss Enterprises, aka Purple Kiss ENT, we're doing comedy shows. I'm also a working comedian. I'm a full-time father, just got married November 1st, 2011, so it's fairly new to me. I don't know how to do it yet, so don't judge me if I backslide. You know, ladies, if I'm in your city, hit me up. Just thought I'd put that out there real quick. just thought I'd go ahead and throw that out there. But yeah, I mean, we're doing some good stuff. I'm actually gonna be in a movie coming up called Get Money by D. George Productions. Shouts out to Demetria, the whole team over there, and shouts out to Terrence, man. Terrence got a banging studio over there, HAC Media. We came over there for the cast member party. That was what's up. I actually am trying to get some shows, some comedy shows lined up, man. So if y'all want to see me in your area, hit me up on my website, www.barakamen.com. That's BARAKAMEN. And I also have my entertainment website, www.purplekiss.com. That's the color purple. And Kiss, KISSS.com, 3 S's, the Kiss. And that's all a little right. bit about what I got going on. So.
Why Purple Kiss? What's Purple Kiss?
Where
did the name come from?
Well, Purple Kiss is I'm like I said, I'm from Fort Lauderdale, and we smoke weed where I'm from.
Oh,
you know, and,
okay, all right. Just put it right on
and,
out there.
You know, because like I said, I live in a bad area, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to step my game up right now. So if anybody that's out there listening, if you know, you happen to pass through Clearwater and you got some of that good, hit me up. I'm like, I don't got money to buy it. Just drop it off. I'll hit you back when I get my income tax.
Ooh, you know what? You might not want to say that too loud. We might have some officials listening.
Oh, really? Prank caller. but serious. Purple is a color of royalty, man, and I love to see the women with the that MAC lip glass on, and it's just something sexy about that purple lips, man. And if you know what I'm saying, if you come home and your man's got lip purple kisses all over him, you know he's been doing something sexy. And I was cooling one night listening to the Dream song, Purple Kiss, or Purple Kisses, should I say, and I was like, dang, that's what's up. So I thought I'd just come up with something a little catchy, non-aggressive, something very sexy and grown. You know, I don't want to say grown and sexy. That's kind of cliche because we're on that whole young and sophisticated kick right now. We got money. Don't care how you got it. You could be doing drops. You could be getting off trees. You could be working 9 to 5 for your money. As long as you know how to handle yourself with it, man, and you know what it is to be classy. You can't shop at Today's Man to come out with one of them itchy polyester suits on and think that's what it's about. No, it's not that. You got on your Second Sunday Deacon outfit. That's really not what we're trying to do.
Second Sunday?
Not
yeah,
Second Sunday.
Yeah, Second Sunday Deacon
okay.
outfit. Because yeah. I'm trying to be a pastor. I'm trying to open up my own church. You know, because the church I go to right now is a little hood. We got scripples in my church.
That's right. Everyone is welcome. Everyone's welcome.
I'm not knocking it.
They're not stripping in the church, are they? I'm just saying.
They might as well, because you know the big booty girl catches the Holy Ghost every Sunday, and she always tip drilling every time the drums start to play.
What? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you some of the choir songs we got going on. I think Neil is writing, is ghostwriting for my choir, because I swear I've seen a Cupid Shuffle. They broke out into the Cupid Shuffle in the middle of one of their hymns, and I was like, come on, this is not what it is. I'm looking for Kirk Franklin and Nicki Minaj's new CD to come out. That's what's gonna be popular. I know that's gonna be the business right now.
That's gonna be
They don't ever turn that jacuzzi on at y'all church. They don't ever crank that up at y'all church. That jacuzzi.
No.
My bad. I mean the baptismal pool. I'm sorry. The baptismal
pool.
Oh,
is that what it is?
Yeah. I don't know what church I go to, but you get to my church on certain Sundays, they have free shots. It's like a two drink minimum or something. But it's starting to get watered down. Holly wasn't no vodka in mine. It was just all grape juice. I didn't understand that. And
well,
then
you know, no drinking and driving. Don't want to promote that. No DUI on the road, you know.
Yeah. But that's what we're doing, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Well, all right,
yeah,
then.
That's where
Purple Kiss came from, huh?
Well, yeah, Purple Kiss came from me trying to come up with something, man, that the area needed, something that's truly, truly sexy. I don't mean sexy like raunchy sexy, just somewhere where you can get together and enjoy a nice eclectic evening. And eclectic for y'all who don't got a GED or didn't graduate from high school, eclectic means something that's a little bit soulful, a little bit intelligent, something that's not really, you know what I'm saying, we're not bucking it wide open and all of that. You know, we pretty much, ladies is coming out cocktail dresses. I like to see fingernails and toenails. So, ladies, please have your feet put together. Don't come out the house going through Walmart with them them thin foam flippers they give you from the nail salon, and you ain't had a pedicure since June. Don't do that. That's
Hold on, Barack, because I had came outside in a pair of those yesterday because it was 60 degrees and had just got my toes done. Hold on.
That's different. Yeah, that's
he
different.
Said
you got your
if your toes
done.
Hadn't been done since summer.
Okay. If your feet look like that Lacoste lizard, don't come outside. If your feet look like a Lacoste lizard.
You know what? On that note, I think we need to take a break. We'll go to break.
I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massaged. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to tomorrow. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I probably hug in the corner under the street light. I probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around here. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardies. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven, it's real. Baby, I was born to shine. Baby, it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
For my mind. Boy, kiss my lips, they're calling you to come to me and do your thing. I love when you look down at me like that. Got me anticipating.
I love how you move.
Hyman Radio Live. That was Coco Jones with Anticipating. And thank you for joining us tonight. It is 9:28 on the East Coast and 6:28 on the West Coast. And again, it is Hump Day Wednesday, and you have joined us for the TM Hyman Radio Live. Please call in and join us tonight at 917-889-3926 so we can hear your voice tonight, and you can get an opportunity to talk to Barack and Lance as well.
And speaking of Jason, he is online. You got to open his mic. We got to talk to him. We haven't talked to him in a while. I think last time he checked in with us, we were talking about the King of Paper Chasing, the movie that he was working on. Jason, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. What's going on, everybody?
I called him Lance like I was a family member. My bad, Jason.
No, it's all good. It is all good.
So, Jason, what's been going on since King of Paper Chasing? It's been a minute, so I'm sure you're working on some other projects.
Yeah, a lot has been going on since King of Paper Chasing dropped. But I mean, Showtime picked it up. It's looking like HBO might pick it up. So, you know, I've been getting a lot of calls to work on a couple other projects since. It's been a blessing.
Now, speaking of the the Showtime, if I'm not mistaken, Showtime picked it up and it's starting on demand. Actually, is it today that it's starting on demand? And
yeah,
running through
18th,
April?
Right?
Y'all said it's running through, I think, April 10th. So if you guys haven't seen King of Paper Chasing, it's on demand through Showtime, even if you need to pick up the premium channel for a couple of days so you can watch and then drop it again. It's not going to cost you anything if you do that. And check the film.
Thank you, our finance director.
It won't cost you anything. Pick it up, do the movie, then you can drop it.
I
had to just jump in on that to let everybody know.
It's all good. No, I really do appreciate it. I mean, it's been a blessing, you know what I'm saying? Ever since Showtime picked it up, a lot of phone calls have been coming in. Actually, right now, to my understanding, I just spoke with DL, who actually plays Carton, is the executive producer of the film. They're considering turning it into a television show. Something like The Wire. So right now, you know, it's still in discussion, so there's nothing formal yet, but it's looking good.
That would definitely be a good look. We haven't had anything like The Wire on air, and I know everyone was very upset when that left TV. So
yeah.
It would be good to have that off.
Yeah,
I think I might have shed a tear.
Yeah, I definitely shed a tear, too, and I'm shedding a couple of tears right now, and I'm still broke. So if Showtime is listening right now, please pick this up sooner than later because I need help. I need help.
I think we all do.
Definitely we all do.
So what else have you been doing?
Well, I actually just got back. I'm actually here in Florida now. I just got back from New York about a month ago. I just starred in my first another feature film where I played the lead. So it's my first leading role. It's actually a project called Brooklyn Gangster, the Jose Lucas story, which is a biopic about a guy named Jose Lucas. He actually had pulled off one of the biggest jewelry heists in Georgetown. He got away with almost $3 million in jewelry. So they found me, I guess, through King of Paper Chasing. They reached out, and I just came back. I finished that project. So that's looking like it's going to be real big. Bill Duke actually just signed on to executive produce it. So it's looking like that's going to go somewhere far.
And when can we expect this? Is it hitting the big screen?
They're still working on a distributor right now, both theatrical and DVD wise. So right now they're still in talks. I know the premiere date is going to be May 19th in New York City. So I guess based on that, it's going to hit the festival circuit between now and then. So I guess depending on the buzz and on demand, et cetera, we might be able to hit a couple select cities in theaters.
And if it does hit the select cities, which I'm quite sure it will do, make sure you go out and support. Because if we don't support, especially the first weekend that it opens, you know it's not a good look. So y'all make sure you keep your eyes and ears open for that project.
Definitely.
Now, Jason, our topic for tonight is privacy. And is there such thing as privacy in a relationship, specifically a marriage? Now, first of all, we need to know if you're involved with anyone romantically or are you single?
Let's just jump right into that, first off.
Oh, man. So my girlfriend's probably listening, right? I'm not sure. She's not
Hey, girl.
Yeah, she's probably listening somewhere. So just because of that, I'm most definitely involved. I'm happily involved. I love her, and she loves me dearly.
You did good.
Good job. Hey, girl. Not trying to step on any toes. I'm just asking for the listeners' sake. Now, so what is y'all's deal with the privacy in a relationship? Do you guys give each other privacy in a relationship, or is someone nosy and always sneaking and sleeping through people's phones? And
are you saying mind your business?
That's all
you know,
mind your business.
Yeah. That's such a touchy topic because I personally, I'm real big on privacy. Like, leave my stuff alone. Don't look at my phone. Don't open my mail. Don't even use my computer. That's why we have two. Like, don't even use mine. That's just me. So I'm very big on that. I don't bother her. She doesn't bother me. So I think it's something that should be respected. You know what I mean? But that also comes with trust. So if you lose the trust in the relationship, the privacy is going to go along with it.
I concur. I definitely agree with that.
Me too. I second that motion. Let's put that in an amendment. Make that part of the Constitution or something. Mind your business. I'm just saying, mind your business.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you feel the need to go on somebody's phone, to go and do somebody's business, then you don't really have no business being in a relationship with this person because you're not really in a relationship at all. A relationship is supposed to be two people coming together on equal grounds with trust, et cetera, et cetera. I should be able to give you my phone to use it, not wondering whether or not you're going to call the last number that I dialed out of it. So that's just the way I look at it.
I know that's
so
right.
Jason, you've never, your girl has never, ever, ever violated email or phone?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I didn't say she never did it. I said she shouldn't be doing it. No. It's definitely been a couple of occasions where, you know, that, yeah, it's been checked. Whether it was just phone bill online or whatever.
Yo.
Oh, they got serious phone bill online. Wait a minute. Somebody's scooping a little too hard.
Hey, that's scooping. That's scooping. Barack, you married. You got those issues? I mean, do your wife stay away? Did she know to stay out of your stuff? Or is it open doors? Open doors.
I mean, It's to a certain extent. I mean, she's my wife now, and definitely in the earlier part of the relationship, you know, she was she never really went through my stuff. She's just very inquisitive, and I've never had anything to hide. I mean, I think like Jason said, man, it is a certain level of respect, you know. I think that everybody has to have their privacy. That's just human nature, you know. You want to have some things that are for you and for you only, and I think that as a married couple, you know what I mean, now we have that trust for each other. But if it ever were to become an issue of where she wanted to know, like, a password or something, I'd give it to her. You know, of course, after I went through and checked it, you know, to make sure everything was still, I'd give it
to her. You know,
I'd do a spot check. Yeah, I'd go ahead and do that. Because, you know, that's my wife.
That's a perfect answer. I love it.
Oh my goodness.
At the same time though, I'm not gonna go through her stuff either, you know, because I don't, you know, I've always been told that you don't want to look for things, because when you look for something, you're bound to find what you're looking for.
Even if it's not even a situation,
you know, we all have male and female friends, you know, and I think there's a real fine gray area there also, but you can see something in someone's phone, and because you're already super sensitive looking for something, you can take it out of context or make it into something, you know.
Yeah, and your perception is not always reality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not. And I mean, out of defense, I mean, women are more likely to do this than men. We'll be dumbfounded trying to figure out it. I mean, no, hear me out. Women are more likely to flip out on a man if a man says, "Hey, let me get your password."
Hold on. Wait a minute.
You got two women right here that don't even play them games. You stay in your business, and I'm gonna stay in my business.
Oh, we need to collect our
thoughts
on that. No, wait a minute. Barack, we need to collect our thoughts on that one. I think we need to break for a minute. Let me get it together.
Let's do that.
Woo!
Let's do that.
Come
let's
back
take
to
a
that
break.
After the song.
Hey, we're hanging out with Barack Amin, comedian and actor Jason Rivera.
Ooh, Lord,
we'll be right back. Team out already.
All right, as we take it back with an old school track, baby.
Gathering your sleep. I wanna stand.
Yup, and it's my body.
The shirt I wear.
Ain't me no cut.
My jeans at night.
It shows off my butt.
Designer down from head to toe.
Oh, my head, neck, and fingers is
crazy zone. Now, please stop blushing.
This is dancing, dummy.
Come on, we both know.
I don't want you for your money.
Cause we like to rap. So we always
rhyme.
I like to dance.
Ooh, and I like to grind.
I like to fall.
I like to beat.
I'll see you later.
Don't shout.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Yeah, we took you all the way back on that one. Salt and Pepper, Shake Your Thing. Is that what it's even titled? I can't remember. It's been quite some time. Thanks for joining us this evening. Give us a call at 917-889-3926 to talk to one of our guests, Barack Amin or Jason. But right now we're going to swing over to our health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life. It's your girl, Dee Dee.
Pineapples, pineapples, pineapples. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for 2012's first health and wellness segment of the new premiere of the TM Hyman Radio Live, brought to you by Massages for Life. Whew, that was a mouthful, everybody. But thank you for joining me tonight. I am Dee Dee, and tonight I will be discussing basically how making decisions tires your brain, because your brain is basically a big old muscle, and when it gets depleted, it becomes less effective. When you focus on a specific task for an extended period of time, you're basically affecting what they call the executive function muscle. However, the use of that executive function draws upon a single resource of limited capacity in your brain. So when they say it's only but so much space in there, they literally mean it's only so much space for you to hold information. So when this resource is exhausted by one activity, our mental capacity may be severely hindered. Y'all, please forgive me. I got some new snap-on smile, and it's just presenting a little problem when I speak. So please forgive me if I sound like I'm stuttering or I am not clear or fitting on my computer or phone. So basically, what types of actions, people want to know what types of actions exhaust our brain or our executive function and affect subsequent decision-making. Because some people are able to just make seem like they can make decisions after decisions after decisions, and some people feel overwhelmed or tired after making some major decisions and they want to go lay down. I understand, because I'm kind of the same way. Activities that involve the exertion of self-control or regulation of attention, and also some strenuous cognitive tasks, such as like maybe taking an SAT or taking a major exam of some sort. So why is making a determination so taxing? For two important reasons. Commitment and trade-off resolution. Basically, switching from a state of deliberation to to one of implementation. And in other words, what that means in layman's terms is you have made a transition from thinking about the options that go along with this decision to actually following through on one of those options or decisions, which requires executive resources or the requirement of that executive function, our brain. And the mere act of resolving the trade-off may be very depleting to some. Like I said, I do raise my hand. Now, how does this affect real-world implications? Basically, making choices depletes your executive function, again, or depletes your brain power. So then downstream decisions or decisions that come after you make that major decision might be affected adversely when you are forced to choose something, you know, even if it's a minor decision, because your brain is now fatigued. Again, that just solidifies or brings home the fact that the brain works like a muscle. So when it's depleted, it becomes less effective. Now, if we just spent time focusing on a particular task or exercising self-control, or even if we just made lots of seemingly minor choices, then we probably shouldn't try to make a major decision. Because even if we do it in the reverse way, or if we say you make small decisions, try to make a major decision, it might have a bad effect on you. Your brain still can be tired. Or if you do one big decision and then try to make smaller decisions, your brain is still tired. It doesn't matter which way that it works. Excuse me. So deleteriousness carries over and the effects from a tired brain may have a strong shaping effect on one's life. So if you take a look back and take a step back and think about some decisions that you've made in your life, be it small decisions lead up to a big decision, or a big decision, and then you try to make small decisions, you can see like a pattern, see how it has affected your life. How, you know, in hindsight, people always say hindsight is 20/20, and you could have done something different, or you could have made a different decision or went a different way. And there's a reason, basically, is what I'm saying for that, because decision-making does have an effect on our brain. It literally makes you tired. It wears you down. So if you have a big decision to make this week, it is hump day. If you're making a decision whether to go to the club, girl, whether to wear those fishnets or those pumps, major decisions, I'm sure, for ladies, just take your time, make the decision, and then take a breather. You might want to just sit down and watch some TV for a second. Don't make any more major decisions until later on. So you might want to space out your time when you're getting ready for the club, because it could be overwhelming. And tonight, that is tonight's health and wellness segment, brought to you again by Massages for Life. And thank you for joining me. I can't wait till next week when I bring you a fresh new topic for the 2012 year.
Thank you for that, Dee Dee. Now let's get back to this comment that was made prior to breaking for the song and the Health and Wellness segment. Barack, are you there?
Barack?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes,
hear
I can
you.
Hear you. I can
now
hear you.
Again.
Now what was what was that you had said before we went to the song?
Okay. All right, I can tell y'all ready to jump on me, but what I was saying was, in a relationship, typically when you have there's a trust issue, or there is someone who's wanting to get into somebody's business, typically that comes from a woman. A woman will say, "Hey, what's your password?" Or when a woman says, "Hey, let me use your phone," she'll go through your phone. Men, we don't really do that so much. You know what I mean? We don't really care to do that so much. And I don't think that it's so much about I don't think it's the fact that a woman says, "Let me see your phone," or "Let me get your password." I think it's how she might ask. If we chilling and it comes out like, "Hey, you know, you did this last week and it kind of made me feel like you got something to hide. I wanted to come and talk to you about it and see what you had to say about it, but I wanted to know if you cared if I checked your voice messages or something," you know what I mean? But it's completely different when you're chilling. She's like, "Let me see your phone." You know what I mean? It's different, you know? So I think a lot of times you'll get a different answer if, you know what I mean, if you have an opportunity to talk to that person. And, I mean, I guess I can say this as a married man. I learned that communication is everything. Being able to be open and communicate effectively has a lot to do with the strength of that trust. So, I mean, that's kind of, you know, my input on it.
Toya, you want to go first?
I'm just going to say, I don't know who you're dealing with. I have not ever gone through anybody's phone, nor have I asked for a password. For what? What does that prove? Where does it get you? Like, I don't understand. I don't know.
Absolutely nothing.
What?
It gets you nothing. I mean, I guess maybe me and you, Toya, are two rare type of females, because I, too, have never asked for a password. I've never asked for a phone. I've had many of my phones gone into and broken and thrown up against walls and crushed and stomped on.
Oh.
Needless to say.
Well,
I can tell you've been hurt before.
Well, let me ask y'all this. Are y'all married right now? Are y'all in a relationship or y'all single right now?
I'm married. I've been married for 9 years. It'll be 10 years this year.
I heard somebody
I'm
say widow.
Widow. Yes, I was married. Yes, I was.
Oh, widow.
Yeah, we've been there and done that. That's how come we can strongly and confidently say that privacy is privacy and trust is trust, bottom line. That is it. It's not I trust you, but, you know, let's sit down and talk about me going through your phone and you giving me your password. I mean, I do agree like this. Like I would tell my kids, don't let me catch you in an awkward or in an inappropriate situation. You know, if I happen to pick your phone up to use it by chance or whatever the case may be, don't let a call coming through be from another girl or you got an inappropriate text coming through. Needless to say, I'm never going to initiate, let me see what you got going on, or just by random search and going to your business. That's your business. I mind mine. You better mind yours.
Oh,
trust.
Okay.
You better mind yours.
And I mean that makes sense, and I'm just judging by y'all answers that you ladies are above 25.
Yeah.
When I wasn't 25,
I had the same thought process. Don't want to look through your phone, and don't you look through mine. It is.
And that's awesome. I mean, that's definitely a rare occurrence, I would say, for a lot of men. You know, that's going. You know, a lot of men that, you know, in the whole dating scene right now. But I guess things are the way they are right now because there's not so much love going on anymore. I mean, you've got a lot of people dating and acting like they're in relationships and, you know, going through the motions. But that whole love thing, that whole respecting the boundaries of love, I guess because love don't really exist in our society anymore, especially in our immediate arena. You have so much stuff that's being, well, I would say so much music or movies or TV shows that's emulating our life. And you have people that's really starting to believe this. So we're in this whole thing of going through the motions of being physical with people but not really having that love. And when you do start to catch feelings and emotions, it's such a strange occurrence because no one ever really taught you how to love. You start doing things out of desperation. I mean, I just think that's my explanation for a lot of the whole searches and going through things. It's because we really haven't, as a culture, been taught really how to love, how to respect someone's privacy, how to give someone what you ultimately want in return. So, I mean, I think it's a lot said for the whole topic of the question. I guess it's a marginalized instance, I guess, because, I mean, you know, talking to women like yourselves, you say you don't do things like that. And that's rare for a man to hear. I would say at least for someone like me to hear.
It's definitely rare for me to hear something like that. Yeah, this is me. I'm in shock as well that you guys have never gone through a man's phone, because this is something that, you know, I know happens. It happens all the time. You know what I mean? And I'm in shock, honestly, that you guys have never gone through somebody's phone.
I don't understand, like, the point. So I go through the phone, and then what?
I get it, though. And Barack's comment actually sparked something in my mind, and it makes perfect sense now. The fact is that I think now in our culture, like, we haven't seen relationships work, whether it be marriage or just regular relationships. They always fail because of a divorce, somebody cheating, or whatever the case is. So when you have this constantly playing in your head, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, whether something's wrong or not. So if you have it in your head, you're going to be like, let me check this phone because they're not going to hurt me. I'm going to make sure I get to them before I'm in too deep or whatever the case is.
So we're being proactive now. So being nosy is being proactive.
Why not be proactive, positive?
Let the person have their privacy and let them know
and
that you trust them. When they do something that makes you question your trust for them, that's when you react. Not even react. That's when you just action.
That goes right back to what I said. When open lines of communication are there, when someone does something and you can effectively approach that situation, not fly off the handle and say, let me check your phone, you'll ultimately get a response where someone is going to come off to you in a defensive mode. Like, hell, nah, you can't go through my phone. What you mean? Whereas if you come and approach it in a different scenario and say, hey, I don't want to make you feel as though I don't trust you, but your phone rang earlier and you was in the bathroom and I happened to see the phone and it said Big Booty Judy from blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Then that's going to bring that up. You know what I mean? But it's always a way to approach something. I mean, if you approach it correctly, then I'm pretty sure you'll get it resolved. But going through somebody's phone, sneaking and trying to be all extra sneaky about it, yeah, that's definitely not going to get a good result.
I'm trusting Big Booty Judy is legit. So I'm not even, me personally, I'm not even going to question you about that. It got to be in my face, blinking. I don't, Big Booty Judy, that must be business, or she must be good. Holla back. I don't care.
But you know, and that's what's up. But you know what, though? Like, we live in a society now where if you go on any social network, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, the first thing you're going to see is drama. Somebody cheated on somebody else. So it becomes almost auto-suggestion where you have these things playing in your subconscious so often that you begin to look at it like as if it's playing a part in your life. So you do become... You become defensive, you become worrisome, and you become negative biased because of all the things that's going on. Now, I don't go through my girl's phone. If she's going to do something, she's going to do something. I suggest against it. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that to me because it's really not the way to go for you. But it's just...
Your boy said, I suggest against that. That would be a no-no. I'm not going to give you a thumbs up on that one, baby.
I suggest.
No, it doesn't make sense, but you have every right to do that. But at the end of the day, though, I guess I understand where the thought process and where it may turn into action, where that process begins. I mean, it's just, it's a soundtrack that's constantly playing.
Let's hear from our callers. They can call in at 917-889-3926. So we can hear some different other perspectives, maybe some more women out there who don't go through phones, or maybe some that do. You know, join the TM Hyman Radio Live again. The call-in number is 917-889-3926. But we have heard some great perspectives from Barack and Jason on Mind Your Business, and also, you know, from the TM Hyman crew, you know, just, again, still getting perspective on that Mind Your Business. And we're just going to jump into a song. We're going to hear Boston Far Away right now. And when we come back, we'll get into some more information about our co-host and also our guest for tonight and see what's, you know, going on further down the line in their lives. Thank you again for joining us for the TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Yeah.
Huh? Just one?
Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven and it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man.
Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with Mr. Rock and Flippin', hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And sees I only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see a light of heaven, it's so far away. Yes. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, son. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Team Humming Radio Live, that was Boston Far Away. Thanks for joining us this evening's Hump Day Wednesday. You're halfway through, just a couple more days to the end, excuse me, of the work week. Again, we have Jason Rivera online, and we also have Barack with his crazy self online as well. Barack, tell us about some of the show dates that you have coming up. Do you have anything going on in your area anytime soon? People can come check you out.
Actually, I do. I'm planning an art, poetry, and comedy exhibit out in Tarpon at the Zone Art Lounge Friday, March 2nd. It's going to be in the loft. It's going to be a really eclectic event. It's going to come out. We're going to have some nice art from some of the the Bay Area artists. It's going to be $10 to get in. I'm going to try to make sure I can get you guys a special surprise. I might have I just started this new dance group. It's myself and one of my other homies. It's a male stripper group, man. My name is Ooh,
Come on,
yeah,
now,
man.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah,
stop.
It's a male stripper group.
How do you go from something so cultural as an art exhibit and come in, you know, to a strip? Come on, Barack, wait a minute.
Well, you must have never seen me because I'm a fine piece of work. I'm telling you.
And that's fine.
Ooh,
for all in one breath, we go from the art show to the strip club.
Wait a minute.
Is the strip show actually a form of art? I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is. But when you see how I get loose, Jesus. My stripper name is going to be
Don't do that no more. Put that back.
I'll tell you, once I take my shirt off, that way they go, I'm telling you. And my homeboy is an overweight Arabic. His name is Bitch Please. I'm telling you. Bitch Please. We're going to tear it down. I'm telling you.
Yes, y'all will.
Save up all your total money. But, outside of that, I got an event that we're going to be doing at Delphi Studios in St. Pete February 10th. It's going to be like a pre-Valentine's Day show. I have some very funny comedians out there and some local talents going to be performing. I'm trying to plan some more different stuff, man, in the Tampa Bay area. So any promoters, man, that's trying to get a guy like me to a host, please hit me up. You can find me on my website, like I said, www.barackamen.com. Hit me up on Facebook, Barack Amen. Hit me on my Twitter, at Mr. Barack Amen. You can find me in the local child support office. I still got them things pending.
Oh, my gracious. So we need to book some stripper shows for you ASA now.
ASA, I'm telling you, yesterday. Yes.
ASA now.
You,
give me all the
child support. Yes, I do. And I want to just say this real quick. So I don't think everybody should be a parent. I don't. So if you got kids, make sure you take care of them because they need it today. Man, the way our society is going, I'm telling you, the kids need parents. They don't need visitors. They need parents. So I challenge every black man out there to be an example. That's a challenge. You can be tough and do all of this hanging on the block if you want to, but it takes a real man to raise his child. That's just from me to the streets. I want to just put that out there.
I second that motion. Kudos.
I salute that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But But I hate to have to leave all this excitement, y'all, but I've been feeding all my coins into this pay booth. I'm into the phone booth. I got to go because you're gonna cut me off in a couple minutes. But I do. I appreciate y'all having me on the show. Anytime, man, y'all really want to get together, man, and we can just get together and brainstorm. We all need to get together, man, and do something for the community. I love what we got going on here. It's positive. We're touching on some issues that we need to have in our community because we just don't know how to love. I mean, Wayne made that song, How to Love, but we just don't know how to love each other. And I don't say that no homo. I just mean we don't know how to love each other as a culture. We need to get together and spread that. Agreed.
Absolutely. We're going to get you a card next time, just in case you don't have to use that pay phone. We're going to get you a card so that you can call in and use that, what is it, international card or something from 7-Eleven, a call-in card for you, Barack.
We're going to get a prepaid cell phone. We got you. Please do that. And while you're at it, send me an EBT card so I can get a few groceres in here. You know what? Only if you got half on it. Only if you got half on it. Oh, I know. Get the phone home at 200 for $100. I know how it goes. Yeah, all right. I got you. 7-Eleven next month. Okay. But we definitely appreciate you again, Barack. And then before you
get out of here, please just let the world know how they can get in contact with you or see you, look you up. Just drop some of your websites on us again before you out.
I actually got a few videos on YouTube, so you can YouTube me. Just put Barack Amen in the search bar. That's B-A-R-A-K-A-M-E-N in the search bar, and you'll get a couple of my videos I got. Also, you can hit me up on my website. Once again, that's BarackAmen.com. Facebook, Barack Amen. Twitter, at Mr. Barack Amen. I got a Black Planet, but that's under construction. You can hit me up on my eBay account. I'm selling pit bulls, no shots, out the trunk of the car.
Be sure to check for that.
I'm pretty much on a lot of the social websites. You can find me everywhere except for that free publication they have in the corner store on the dollar paper. Look who's in jail. Yeah, I'm everywhere but there.
And if they want to book you, how do they get in contact with you? Do you have a manager or just call you directly?
I own everything around me. Like I said, I am the CEO. I also am my own manager. So if you want to book me for events, hit me up at my email. MrBarackAmen@gmail.com. I'll do shows everywhere except for gay bars and bar mitzvahs. I appreciate the work.
And you can also send him a message to his website too, correct?
I can do it. Yes, you can. You can go on my website and now you can go to the comment section and you can leave your comments and your info right then and it'll come right to my email.
Awesome.
All right.
Again, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Barack. We have enjoyed you immensely. And please, you are a family, a friend to the show. You can come back anytime. We would be more than delighted to have you.
Oh, my credit good. I appreciate that.
550. 550. Ooh. Take care.
Thank you, Barack.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, Jason, I guess
not.
It's you just holding down the lady. You got to hold down the lady's
tonight. It looks like it's just me, and then it's crazy, too, because my son just woke up, so I'm walking with him in my arms as we're speaking right now.
Oh, how old is he?
He is a year and, like, I don't know, 3 months. I don't really know how old he is, but
he's
a little over a year. Carter J. Carter J. Rivera.
Oh,
just beautiful. And you're going to raise him up to be a manly man, correct?
I'm going to do everything in my power. This is my second son, so I have three. So, you know, I'm doing my best to take care of all of them the best way I can.
Awesome. All right, so
and
just
make sure they know, don't go through phone. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Please don't. No, I was going to say, so you can get to your son, spend time with your son, let everyone know again about the project that you're working on that should be coming out. You said coming out this May or before this May possibly. So give us a little info on that again and how we can contact you or keep tabs on you.
Okay,
can't
well,
to phone
guys,
since we're not there with you. How we can keep tabs on you. So you're back on
well, you chat. Guys, you could definitely hit me up on the Twitter, which is at Lanzar Rivera, L-A-N-Z-A-R, my last name Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A.
The Facebook is the same thing, Jason Lanzar Rivera. I got the fan page and the personal page going on there. So it's very simple. Hit me up. I answer everybody back personally. You know what I mean? A lot of people ask me for photographed pictures. I try to send those out as soon as I can, you know. So I'm just trying to stay busy as far as that's concerned.
All right. I'm going to request my photograph right now while I'm at
it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Are you getting a friend request? Y'all better get on it.
And then as far as the projects go, like I said, there's the Brooklyn Gangster, the story of Jose Lucas, where I play Jose Lucas. That's coming out May 19th, so we're going to be hitting the festival circuit between now and then. And God willing, we'll get like, I don't know if you guys heard of the movie Pariah that came out. That's doing very well. But it was another independent film that got originated from New York, so we're hoping for that type of response from the people so that way, you know, it can hit a national market. I did that, and then my big project that I'm working on top of King of Paper Chasing 2, which starts filming this year, is I'm working on New Jack City 2, A New Era. So they're doing a remake for that film, so it's looking like I'm going to be one of the stars in the upcoming project for that.
Yay! Looking out for that. You make sure you get back with us as soon as that is in production. Let us know exactly what's going on with that.
That's looking really good. So, you know, I'm blessed. You know, I keep my faith in God, pray hard, and just, you know, God willing, everything comes together. So, you know, that's where I'm at right now.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us tonight, Jason. And definitely you are in our prayers to make sure that your career goes to the top because you are destined for greatness. We appreciate you coming on. You already know you are a friend, a brother to the show, and we enjoy talking to you whenever you come on, and we are definitely will be in support of everything that you do. So next time you get the opportunity and you're not working too hard, give us a call up, and we definitely like to talk to you, rap to you, and say, you know, we're not going to go through your phone, though. We're not going to go through your phone at all. We're not going to ask your passwords. So, you know, we just want to know what's going on in your life at that time. And, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
No, thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it. Shout out to all you guys there, and I appreciate everything that you guys do. You're an inspiration. Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thank you, Jason.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.
All right.
Good night. Good luck. Kim Hyman Radio Live, call in and join us tonight for Mind Your Business. This is our topic, 917-889-3926. In just a minute or up around the corner, we will be getting into our entertainment news to find out what's going on out there in the entertainment world, entertainment and national news, excuse me, find out what's going on. So in just a minute, we'll be back with that. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Let's play a game. Get naked. Take it all for me. I'm on the seat. Get naked. Take off your clothes. Take it all. Get for me. Let me see. I'm talking about.
quiet. Wish I would have passed you by, then I wouldn't feel this pain from you saying your last goodbye. I would have treated you right instead of acting like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without a life. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Jason Rivera, you guys remember him, he was on the show a few months back. He starred in King of Paper Chasers, and we also had comedian Barack Amen online, who had a bunch of funny stuff to say. So they'll be joining
those dudes for hanging out with us tonight.
Yes, so we'll definitely have to have them back.
No
definitely. Doubt. Barack was kind of funny. We got to make sure we get him a prepaid cell phone because we hate for him to keep beating that payphone like that. And but yes, thank you this evening for joining us, world. Please join us for tonight's segment, Mind Your Business. Please call in at 917-889-3926. We would love to hear from you. But now we're about to get filled up on some entertainment and national news from our hip hop reporter T.M. Hyman.
Let's do it. Now, y'all know Lil' Kim. Yo, I love Kim.
But Kim's rear end is not the same size it used to be. Little Kim was booty popping at the movies at an IMAX theater, actually right here in Tampa this past weekend. And all I'm going to say is that badunka does not belong on the big screen. It's too huge. Lil Kim booty popping out here in Tampa, Florida this weekend. What up, Lil Kim? Hey, Oprah Winfrey traveled out to India. And, yo, you know how the Indian women wear the nice sarfs? I think it's called, I'm going to spell it, S-A-R-I. I don't really know how to pronounce it. I don't want to mispronounce it, but it's a garment. It's a real nice silk garment. I think it's called a sarai. She was decked out in the sarai out in India last week, and I'm almost positive now that Oprah has worn that garment, that garment is going to be number one across the world here shortly. Oprah hanging out with the folks in India last week. Hey, lastly, Bruno Mars. It looks like the whole cocaine thing never happened. Y'all like cocaine thing? What are you talking about, TM? Hey, Bruno Mars will have a spotless criminal record tomorrow because sources tell us that the judge in his cocaine possession case will officially dismiss the charge. Hey, back in September 2010, Bruno was stopped at a Las Vegas Hard Rock casino with some little powder, and it wasn't flour. But nevertheless, hey, money came through because tomorrow that it might as well be flour because he won't be charged for that cocaine. Hey, we just want to keep you informed with Entertainment National News and that dude T.M. Hyman. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back. It's 10:24.
Here's one we haven't heard in a while. OD, I'm rolling.
I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this bitch must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this shit got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup. This shit hit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was this bitch named Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get hot. A real pill popping animal, a pill popping bitch. And she don't mind going down, she could suck a good dick. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Nigga, it's overdose. What you ask for? I got that shit that'll put you on your ass, boy. Soon as I get them shit, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching. Clutching on the kickstand. Moving fast as shit, man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it planned. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. A
Oh, you don't fuck with X shit. What about speed? Oh, you don't fuck with that shit. Let's take it back to weed. Look, I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I fuck with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, nigga. Flood the trap spot, nigga. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block. Hot, nigga. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Fuck a regular life, my life is like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, head pop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Baby's missing. I can't seem to get you out of my brain. Somebody stop this rumor spinning. Oh, I think I'm going just a little insane. I keep playing these thoughts over in my head.
Can't break the chain that keeps touching me.
And this medication ain't working. Honestly, my symptoms worsen.
Go by Fame. If you missed this on Monday, you missed his interview. He broke his
video on BET not too long ago. We actually premiered his song a few months back. So shout out to Fame. He's doing big things. Proud of him. Glad we had him on our show first. And BET just following up.
Right. You heard it here first. Coy, the TM Hammond Radio Live.
That's right. That's right. 10:32 here on the East Coast. Got about 28 minutes left in the show. Shout out again to Barack Amen. You can check him out, BarackAmen.com. Also to Jason Rivera. You can find him on Facebook. I believe he's under Jason Lanza Rivera, if I'm not mistaken. Lanzar Rivera, excuse me. L-A-N-Z-A-R Rivera. But, yeah, both of them doing big things. Good dudes, though. Real good dudes, from what I can tell from the interview.
Absolutely.
Don't know
them
personally.
They sound like they
know that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, I know for a fact that Jason does. I haven't seen Barack, but I can vouch for Jason, okay?
Well, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
We're just going to leave Barack at no. What you say his triple name was? No. Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Something like that. Something like that. Well, don't forget to give us a call, world, at 917-889-3926. And we're talking tonight about minding your business. Is that, you know, is that an issue for married people and relationships, or just, you know, boyfriend and girlfriends? And you've heard our male panel perspective, and you've heard the two rare diamond perspectives from the women on the show. We don't care. We mind our business, and we're not all in y'all business. But, Toya, I just want to take this opportunity while we got some time left to help educate, you know, some of our fellow female listeners and also male listeners, because, men, if you listen to women, you know how to deal with us better. So just open your ears and open your hearts to receive this education and these nuggets that we're about to drop on you. Toya,
yes.
Minding your business. You have been married for 9 years, longer than I was. So I know you have a lot more knowledge and experience. You have knowledge because you have experience. So just, you know, give us some jewels, some nuggets, some notes that we can take down about minding our business.
I mean, it really doesn't matter whether you're in a relationship, a marriage, friend. Like, it's just not it's your business to a certain extent. But you don't need to go digging, you know, unless you're really looking for something. But when you find what it is you're looking for, at that point, don't be upset. You got what you're
absolutely
looking for. That's awesome.
Right.
You know, if I'm sorry?
No, I said go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, just don't, once you find what you were looking for, don't get upset then, because that's exactly what you set out for. You set out for heartbreak and disappointment and to be upset, then that's what you get. You take the punches and you roll with it. Next time you're about your business. You know,
you should have been out of your business.
Yeah, if you're with somebody, you should trust them. If you trust someone, you stay out of their business. Not their business per se, but, I mean, just don't go looking. There's no point. What's the point of going to a phone, checking emails? Now you're on Facebook pages. You're following your person on Twitter to see who they're sending tweets out to and so on and so forth. Like, that's just too much. Just stop. You just waste time. I think it's the time that's wasted. You can be using that time to do something productive within a relationship opposed to just breaking it down. You know, the more you look for things and the less you trust someone, I just think it's just not good for a relationship at all.
But, you know, with Toya, I think Barack made a good point, and that was when you are in a relationship and you don't know what love is, if you haven't experienced love and you're experiencing these feelings, and like he said, the word he used was out of desperation. You begin to, you know, you start trying to grasp for anything, so that because you really haven't put a name to these feelings that you're feeling. You never felt this way before, so now you just got a whole bunch of things going on. So I guess in your mind, you thinking that this is the right thing to do. So I guess, you know, that out of desperation, I think that's what a lot of us feel, especially men. I don't know about women per se, but I'm being married. I truly believe that what my husband's probably was feeling. That they began to do these things. Again, I can't speak from the woman's perspective because I was never the one. I always minded my business. But that out of desperation feeling, when they don't want to lose what they have and they want to hold on to it, what do you think about that?
I guess. I mean, I've never felt like that per se, but I just think that when you do that, you don't realize you're pushing that person farther away. all you're doing is putting a wedge between you and another person. The more you dig in, then it causes more arguments, more fights. You know, at that point, you're not communicating. At that point, it's just arguments, fussing, and fighting most of the time. So you're not helping the situation at all. When all you have to do is learn how to sit down and converse with that person. You just need to have a conversation, and a civil conversation, not an argument or a fight because you went looking through someone's phone. You know? There's a
Absolutely.
It's a better way to approach it, which I think both Jason and Barack both said, and the best way to approach it is to actually sit down and talk to the person, communication. And, you know, most people, because we're rushed into relationships, we're not friends before you get into the relationship, you don't know how to communicate with the person. So,
I have to definitely second that motion on that. Communication, to me, definitely is key. And not only will I say communication is key, I did a segment a couple months back, you touched on the iPod, and it was about basically understanding, identifying your feelings and understanding why you're going through them. And then once you identify those feelings, being able to talk about them, communicate them. And if you are a man or a woman and you're feeling desperate, it's okay to feel desperate. Feel desperate, identify, and say, oh, I'm feeling desperate, and then let's talk about it. You need to come to me and converse. Okay, this is what I got going on the inside, and this is why I think this is going on. So, you know, can we talk about what's going on? And it's okay to have those feelings of desperation or to feel scared or to feel insecure, but if the problem comes when you're not able to, one, identify them, let yourself go through, and then converse with your partner about them. It's okay.
Right.
We're not judging you. You
know,
we're here to love you.
Right. Don't assume and point the finger. You should never assume and point the finger when you really don't know. Like I said earlier, your perception is not always the reality. Like, unless you know for sure, you can't just say, oh, I know or I think. You have to really know, you know. So just don't point the finger and assume something. You always have to talk it out. Always. That's the only way you can do it.
Mr. TM, you've been quiet. What you got to say, brother?
Well, I think that was a good feedback you were actually providing. I've been listening. Actually, it's a great show overall. I've been listening. So I agree. But you know what? Let's go to the song, and I'll come back. You're in tune to the Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Jeez. Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it. Standing in the station, way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here, but dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my left.
I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here, but dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my way.
Last night.
heart, I said I don't wanna be famous. What was I thinking? I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Call in at 917-889-3926 and join us before the end of the show to let us know what you think about minding your business. Also, just to let you know, for all the listeners out there that are wondering what happened to 10 to 12, we just want to let you know for the brand new year of 2012, we are on from 9 to 11. Those are our new hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday and Wednesday, 9 to 11. Fridays from 9 to 10. And again, give us a call at 917-889-3926. If you missed us in the first hour or first hour and a half of the show, we had two great guys on, Barack Ahmed and Jason Lanzar Rivera, came and gave us great perspective, let us know what they had going on. It's greatly glad to hear from them this evening. And we are just happy that the world is joining us tonight. Toya?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Hey, you love those guys, right?
Yes, I do.
Hey, I appreciate those dudes for hanging out. I kind of took a back seat tonight. I took a back seat tonight because we had the brothers on, you know? So I wanted, you know, the world and the folks that tune in to be able to hear a different voice other than mine. So a great show, though. Y'all did good. Give it up for yourselves holding it down, sounding like serious journalists out there asking the real questions that people want to hear. That's what's good. Nice job. Nice job. A big up to Barack Ahmed and Jason Rivera, official family to this show. You know, and you'll be hearing more from both of them. But big up to you two as well. I love this show. I love this show.
I love it too. And let's not forget that Jason's movie that he starred in, King of Paper Chasing, is available on demand through Showtime starting today and I believe running through April. So figure it out. You don't have premium subscription, stop by somebody's house for a few hours. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Or do what?
Jason.
Or
you can subscribe, you know, watch the movie and then drop it. You know, I don't think you can talk for a day or two. Just let them know you're not happy with it.
Thank you, finance director.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all.
That's how you save money in 2012. You get the premium channel, and then you drop it, baby. Yes.
Hey, I did want to comment on the topic, though. I mean, I wanted to comment because I thought it was a cool one. You know what I'm saying? And I heard the perspectives, you know, the brothers. You know, I'm sure there was some other brothers tuned in. People going to listen to the podcast and be like, get out of here. I'm not sure people are really as honest about it. I think you two gave very honest perspectives, and I think the brothers did as well. But I don't know. You know, I think at the end of the day, when you commit to someone, you know, there really should be nothing to hide. You know, if you're in a relationship, you know, you're saying, okay, you know, what comes with relationship is being open with the communication and compromise. And at the end of the day, if you got secrets, you know, if you hooking and you crooking and you got, you know, crooked ways that ain't quite straight, you probably shouldn't be in a relationship. You probably shouldn't be married. Now, I heard Jason say that him and his wife got two different PCs. I can get that, right? One upstairs, one downstairs. But I can't imagine that there's a husband PC and a wife PC and there's a do not cut.
It hurts.
A do not touch on the PC. You know, I'm sure, like he said, you know, I think Barack said he'll check on his wife. He'll go on his wife's phone and check on it every now and then. I mean, I think you should be able to. I think if you're in a relationship that's committed, you should be able to.
But what's the point? For what?
For what?
Like, what's the point, Terrence? Well, I don't understand. What's the point? My phone's laying there. Fine. Pick it up, and what are you looking for? What is it?
It's not that I don't trust you. It's not that I don't trust you. I just want to be able to validate
if to validate what?
If I ever have a question. If I ever have a question.
I'm feeding your insecurity.
Ever have a question, all you have to do is open your mouth and ask it.
Mm-hmm.
But most of y'all lie.
Well, you know what?
Most of y'all do, too. So
most
how about that?
Thank you. Bam. I had to go around for most of y'all lie. I
bam.
You
how about that?
Most of y'all lie.
Hey, that's that. We all a bunch of lying folk, then, aren't we?
Hey, we all a bunch of lying.
What sounds like a no, Mary? It sounds like an insecurity to me. I don't know. That's
yeah,
me too.
I mean, no. Just being straight up, I don't even think it's about an insecurity because I'm definitely secure, right? I mean, my thing is this: it should be open. There should be nothing that we're hiding. And to me, if you have an issue with me seeing something, then I'm thinking you hiding something. It's not that I'm, insecure. What are you hiding?
This is
there's
the thing,
no issue,
Terrence. If you go to use my phone and pick my phone up to use it, that's not a problem. If you go to pick my phone up with the intentions on looking for something, that's an insecurity that you turn. There's no reason why you need to go into my phone to look for anything. Open your mouth and ask me. But if you need to call somebody to use the phone, that's what it is. But you're not going. It's not okay for you to, with the intent to go into my business and look for something that's none of your business.
Just confirmed. It's none of my business. We'll be right back. You're in tune with TM Hyman Radio Live.
Got
Tia Muhammad Radio Live. Welcome back. Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight, everybody. You have been inside Hump Day Wednesday, and this is what we do. Big up to Jason Rivera and Barack. Amen. And big up to Claylicious. Clay didn't stop past tonight, but we enjoyed her on Monday. And special thanks to Domare and Toya. Held it down. Great show.
Pineapples.
Yeah.
Pineapple. That's my favorite. I like coconuts, papaya. I love those things.
No doubt. Friday Night Cypher, 9 p.m. Friday. We're back. Hey, thanks for rocking again. Hey, we're glad to be back with y'all.
Yeah, we missed you. Those 2 months. Yeah, those 2 months was long, but we are glad we took off the time in order to bring you the best Tim Hyman Radio Live, and we are ready and gung-ho for 2012.
Chill.
So,
hey,
with that being
all
said,
my Facebook friends, all my LinkedIn friends, all my Twitter friends, I'll start calling you out by name next show. I promise. You know, I'll shout out Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn friends every show going forward. Hey, because I picked up like 200 Facebook friends in like a week and a half.
Wow, you are the man.
Not even.
Well,
have
you picked up many LinkedIn friends? Because I know I surely didn't accept your invitation. I'm not signed up for LinkedIn.
Well, guess what? I went from seven LinkedIn friends to 167 LinkedIn friends.
Go ahead, Terrence. I have not signed on to LinkedIn. I've been getting requests for that for 2 years, and I keep getting the reminders, and I just haven't signed up on LinkedIn yet.
Let me tell you something. If you are not down with LinkedIn, let me tell you the difference between LinkedIn and Facebook. Facebook is for your friends. LinkedIn is for those professional contacts that you would never, ever be able to really get in contact with, because the 6 degrees of separation really is phenomenal. I mean, let me tell you who's a part of my LinkedIn friends right now. I mean, I'm LinkedIn with Daddy-O from Stetsasonic. I'm LinkedIn with Dana Dane. I'm LinkedIn with, I ain't even going to tell you everybody else. Hey, hit me up on LinkedIn, and you can see who I'm friends with. T.M. Hyman, LinkedIn, hit me up. Hey, good night, everybody. We appreciate you. Ladies, take us home.
Before I close out, would you happen to be LinkedIn with Idris Elba?
Not yet.
Well, on that note, be blessed.
And definitely in 2012, be a blessing. And we look forward to joining you on Friday Night Cypher at 9 p.m., baby. Good night,
hey,
everybody.
We love y'all. Good night.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so ghetto.
Yeah. And I be in the jam to play my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack. Now ride huffies in the act. That look like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E. And mommy won't talk on me. And she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posture. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer.
will never decline me stepping behind me.
You know what I'm saying? Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like it's a lotto. You know us, we so ghetto.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in a rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, Sierra that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. Real talk.